This is fighting going on in Afghanistan. I know it doesn't get the headlines, but these reports are very careful to understand the scale of the combat. Bill, good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Pleasure to speak to you.
Musa Kala, what do we believe the Taliban... Well, first of all, let's define who the neo-Taliban is. Any distinction to be made between this and the outfit that we threw out of Kabul in 2001?
From my estimation, no difference. These are the same players that have reconstituted after being defeated in 2001, went into western Pakistan and southern and western Pakistan, just reorganized and are attempting to reassert themselves, particularly in the south and the east of Afghanistan.
All right, we have a joint operation here between U.S. forces and I believe all of NATO is participating in this in some fashion. You report that the BBC is saying attack from three directions and that the Afghan National Army is involved. To what extent is the Afghan National Army now trustworthy for combat operations?
The Afghan National Army, actually, I think, is far behind the Iraqi Army in its ability to conduct operations. They have about a brigade operating here, but they rely heavy on their American and British trainers to get them into battle and to keep them fighting, to sustain them. And sometimes they need to be pushed along in battle. That was one of the things when I was in Afghanistan in 2006 that surprised me at how, even with the shorter development period with the Iraqi army, how much further the Iraqis were than the Afghan army.
This is a joint operation with the Royal Marines, 2nd Battalion of the Yorkshire Regiment, the Scots Guards, and the 82nd Airborne. What is the mission statement for the combined operation? Do they kill, capture? Are they looking for casualties? Are they looking for territory? What is their ambition, Bill?
Actually, their goal is to retake. They're thinking more along the terms of counterinsurgency. They want to win over the people. This town of Musa Kala really fell last year when British troops withdrew and they basically cut a deal with the local elders who wound up being Taliban. It's been a hard year for the people in Musa Kala. They've been living under Taliban rule like it was when it was Afghanistan prior to 2001. So the government of Afghanistan and NATO, they're willing to drive out the Taliban or have elements of it surrender over and switch sides. The real goal is to deny this territory to the Taliban.
I'm speaking to Bill Rojo, Long War Journal, and there's too much war for us to spend too much time in Afghanistan. We note that this combat is going on right now. For those who think that the war is over and we have to move back to the American economy or to relations with China, the war in Afghanistan is a hot war right now. Also a hot war is Iraq. And the question of the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, and the stand down with the nuclear weapons, whether they do or do not exist, whether Iran does or does not have a nuclear weapons program, and my opinion, of course, it always has, it always will, and in fact it has nuclear weapons. But we're looking at Iran's attack on the people of Iraq and on the U.S. forces in Iraq, and on Bill Roggio's Long War Journal, he identifies the Ramazan Corps. What is that, and what is a rat line, Bill?
Sure. The Ramazan Corps is the element of Iran's Quds Force. It's sort of foreign special forces branch that has been organized along western Iran into three subcommands, and its mission is to put weapons, material, and spread its influence throughout Iraq. They're organized like a military organization, and what I've done is I've identified two of the three rat lines in the central and southern region.
What is a rat line, Bill?
Rat lines, this is basically the paths that it's using from inside Iran into Iraq to get weapons, money, and fighters from Iran into Iraq.
And the Ramazan Corps is an official organization under the Quds Force, which is under the IRGC, and that identifies why it was in August of this year, August 2007. The Bush administration are urged to name the IRGC, especially the Quds Force, as a terrorist organization, and this is the sharp end of the stick, the Ramazan Corps.
Yes, it is. This is the sharp end of the stick for the Quds Force in Iraq, just as Hezbollah is the sharp end of the stick for Quds Force in Lebanon and against Israel as well.
Now, Bill, you were in Iraq recently. I talked to you earlier this fall when you just returned from Iraq, and you were with the troops around Basra, to the east of Basra, and General Petraeus in Baghdad, and all of the coalition forces in Iraq. Is there any doubt to the warfighters that Iran and the Ramazan Corps is the major threat to the stability of Iraq. Do the troops on the ground doubt this at all?
No, there is absolutely no doubt. I mean, the coalition is so convinced of this, it deployed a Georgian brigade, came in to specifically interdict the Ramazan Corps operation in Wasit province, where I was embedded just north of Basra. There is absolutely no doubt from every commander that I've spoken to that is actually engaged in the fight in the region where the Ramazan Corps is active.
So Al-Qaeda, which there's plenty of information to show that Al-Qaeda is shepherded, funded, directed, and given refuge by Iran. Al-Qaeda is another organization. We're looking at the national troops of Iran. That's what Ramazan Corps. Let me confirm that, Bill. These are Iranian nationals. These are special forces, correct?
That is correct, John.
Special forces of Iran infiltrating into Iraq with weapons, men, materiel, IEDs to kill Americans, to kill the coalition, to kill Iraqis. This is not a debate. Go to Long War Journal. You can see the rat lines. You can see the names of the corps, how the corps is organized into brigades. That is a fact. That's not an insurgency. That's not locals. That's not Al-Qaeda. That's Iran. Are we at war with Iran? Bill Roggio, Long War Journal. John Batchelor, KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.